This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you an exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're kind of getting back up and running again for town halls and different activities for New California State. So just to kind of, you know, give you a little bit of a heads up, these things are actually happening here in New California. And again, we're moving forward with New California. It's not stopping, in spite of some people wanting it to stop. It's not stopping. It's just moving right along. That's just sort of the way it is. Anyway, so we've kind of pigeonholed Nancy Pelosi into this whole thing about, and other people, U.S. senators included, anybody who voted for that that bill, the $2 trillion pumping in, making sure that China gets its fingers on about $11 billion, quote, pot of money to three African nonprofit organizations. That money is going to be siphoned off, of course, directly to China. Anyway, that's just our opinion. Since China's doing it right now with CalPERS, the largest CalPERS, which is the California Retirement System, Public Employees Retirement System. Oh, I forgot about the public employees that are paying into that retirement system. It's the largest in the nation, and of course, that money goes directly to China. All investments are into China. Isn't that interesting? And of course, they're supposed to pay dividends right on those investments. Oh, shocking that all the companies that are being invested, there's no private companies in China. Hello, did we forget about communism and what it's all about, that communism? Communism. I want you to say it now three times as fast as you can. Communism, communism, communism. See, I can't even say it twice. It's so repugnant. Communism. That's okay. We pander to the communist all the time. The thing about this is that who put that money request in there, that $11 billion pot of money for the Chinese? Who was it who did that in the Senate? You know, this is what happens. You have an 880-page document, and nobody reads it. And Nancy Pelosi's right. You got to pass it before we can read it and understand it. So anyway, we're picking it apart. And, of course, there was the problem that we addressed that yesterday. We were on the phone with people in Washington, not happy campers, about Pelosi wanting to put in the whole voting fraud scheme of California nationwide. Of course, that was really the distraction. That was the distraction away from what is really the content to be concerned with, and that's that $11 billion package, $11 billion in a pot of $2 trillion of money that's going to go off to these to China, basically. It's going to go to China. So China wins again. At, you know, of course, California, they're sucking the money out of California. Look at how they're scheming California and scammed it. Of course, this is a big concern to New California, seeing this all play out. It's not going to happen in New California State. No, no, no. None of that kind of stuff's going to happen. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com for the latest information coming forward. We're going to be getting some more information out about the pots of money and all the other things that connect the dots, and maybe we'll find out who actually put that in there. That's very interesting. That would be very interesting. The bill passes, as you know, 96-0. So everybody wants it. Everybody wants it. Stunning. This is one of the flash by night things. Stunning. The headline came to me. Stunning information about coronavirus, but this is President Trump reveals new social distancing guidelines will be applied on a county-by-county basis. This is the new approach, is that by county, President Donald Trump outlined a plan to the nation's governors in a letter on Thursday calling for a relaxing of the administration's social distancing guidelines in counties that are at low risk of being affected by the coronavirus outbreak. I think New California had something to do with this because, you know, counties in states are now being highlighted by New California. Yeah. Well, you know, gee, we're bringing back senators in New California to the counties. In other words, in Reynolds versus Sims, the progressive communist Supreme Court justice at the time, from California, the former governor of California, actually, brought in Reynolds versus Sims, which meant that the little federal model that the states follow, meaning that the counties are the basic unit of government, kind of like in the whole picture of the big federal model where you have the union of states called the United States of America, and it's made up of 50 states. Well, states have subsets, just like the United States have subsets, and they're called states. But in the state, they're called counties. And counties are the basic governance units, and they have sovereign boundaries. And it used to be in the little federal model that every county had a senator for the state legislature. But Brent Reynolds versus Sims said, oh, no, 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 no. We don't want senators representing rocks and trees and things like that. We want them representing people only. So senators, in effect, became members of their own of representing people, not sovereign areas. So here in California, when you take a look at the breakdown and the way things work out rurally versus urban, geez, there's not a lot of senators that are representing the rural areas of California. So that means that those counties are not, they're totally underrepresentative. And, of course, the large populated areas control all the power because naturally the senators go there because that's where the largest population represents. That's just kind of the way it is. So urban versus rural, and the rural areas get screwed. So this is what we did. We say in New California, no. Every county is now going to have a senator. So we've been highlighting counties for the last couple of years now, reading our grievances, making sure that's very, very clear and very, very apparent that counties actually have functions. So now, and again, we've been in touch with, you know, the White House. Hello. We've been pleading our case with Donald J. Trump. We write them letters. We talk about our counties. We celebrate our counties. And we say that we are going to, right or wrong, by the Supreme Court, the Warren Court, Earl Warren, good communist that he was. As it turns out, you look back in history, he's a communist, very progressive, as was Edmund G. Brown. You know, the whole continuum, right? The whole continuum. Anyway, so Trump is going to turn this whole thing over to counties. Awesome thought. Trump's plans calls for expanded coronavirus testing throughout the United States so that counties can categorize as high, medium, or low risk. I like this idea. It's basic governance unit, and he's using it. He says, look, states, use your county government people for what they're intended to do, protect the people. Shocking. The administration is developing new guidelines it will publish based on three different risk levels. With each passing day, our increasingly effective testing capabilities are giving us a better understanding of the virus and its path, the president wrote. As testing gives us more information about who has been infected, we are tracking the virus and isolating it to prevent further spread. Perfect solution. Anyway, stay with us. We're going to find more solutions. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Well, if you want to call in, you can call in 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. Off air. That one needs to be off air. I'm adjusting the rate. I'm adjusting everything for you. So if you want to call in, you can call in right now. The phone lines are open, 215-867-8255. And we're talking about, I liked what Donald Trump did. He's basically saying, let's get back to work and let's do the right things and let's do this scientifically and let's do it by, you know, how we can govern. So the basic governance unit is the county, and he's doing it. He's using every tool that's available to him. So Donald J. Trump outlined a plan to the nation's governors in a letter on Thursday, calling and saying, look it, this outbreak can be handled. And with us right now is Julie. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And you have a topic.
A copy?
No, a topic. What's your question? Or a comment.
Yes. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was listening to everything you said, and then I started to think about things. What if, I mean, let's just do a scenarios and what ifs. What if this was a bioweapon? And if you were going to be manufacturing a bioweapon, what way would you want to manufacture it so it would be vulnerable to a certain singular group of people? You would do it through vaccines, because that way you could put standard items in the content of the vaccine in order to get it so that the bioweapon would make the people who receive the vaccines most vulnerable.
Right.
And since that it's mostly the elderly and the ones who have compromised immune systems and health systems being attacked, what if all these people also took the vaccines, because they're the ones that doctors usually require to take vaccines? And I'm wondering how many of these people who have perished actually, and if there's any kind of association. I know it sounds far-fetched, but I just started to think of this, and there may be something to it.
Well, first of all, I would agree with a lot of what you're saying there. The potential for what you said is very real. And, you know, through vaccines and through genetic modification, you can do a whole wonderland of things. And if you understand genetics, and it sounds to me like you do, you can actually connect those dots quite readily. And I know that there's a lot of people out there.
And I'm wondering, the study needs to be done to see exactly where or if there's a connection between the vaccines.
Well, I would support that. And again, I was saying in the last hour that I don't know what the breakdown is of who's died from the influenza and who's died from coronavirus. Plus, the bigger thing is of a concern that I have about the mortality rates versus flu versus coronavirus. If you take the time periods, the mortality rate for coronavirus is enormously small. Yet we have this incredible worldwide pandemic going on based on an incredibly small death rate, which doesn't make a lot of sense. And everybody says, well, it's climbing. It's still not climbing to any kind of, you know, atmospheric levels here. And the other thing, too, is it is a strange behaving. Now, we've reported that this has been a genetically modified virus, and it does behave very similar to what you'd get genetically modified viruses. Now, that's been our reporting, that it was actually something that was manufactured in a very clandestine way in 1988, and that there's a cure. And, of course, we actually pointed the cure out on the radio about 2 weeks, I think it was the 5th of March. And now everybody is now familiar with the chloroquine and of course, the Z-Pak combination, which seems to be the cure. The Z-Pak helps to clear up any bacterial infection left over from the viral infection. But there is a way to cure this. And, of course, that's what the president is rushing to try and do. I think you've hit upon something that I think is quite relevant.
Well, I don't believe. I believe that if this was a bioweapon, I'm sorry, there's a little bit of an echo. I don't know if you could.
No,
deal
we
with
don't
that.
Hear it on our end.
Oh, it's huge on my side. But anyway,
do you have a computer on at the same time? Do you got the phone on?
No.
Okay.
No. If there's some way of studying the vaccines, and there's just got to be something to it. And I just wish I had access to this information, because I could go right down that list and I could figure it out, because I'm great with numbers and I could pick it out right away.
Well, you know, and I think that this is something that has to be asked. We ask all kinds of crazy questions on this show, but somehow the crazy questions turn out to be not so crazy after a while. And I would hope that they would do something like, I don't think they have the time to do it. I don't think they have the money to do it, or even to some degree that they would want to do it.
That they have to put out. Yeah, it's one fire after another they have to put out, so that they don't have a chance to focus. And it's only people that can write in and say, hey, what about this? I'm listening from afar, and I'm seeing something that you perhaps can't see because you're so busy putting out those small little fires.
Well, and, you know, the fire people are out there putting out the fires, and they don't have the time, like I said, to look at it. But I think in hindsight, when people start to study this over the next 10 or 15 years, this whole phenomena, they're going to find that basically it's a very much a contrived emergency, a pandemic situation. And the clear question is, I would be supportive of them expending the energy and the expenses and so on if we're actually trying to fight the flu pandemic that we seem to be in and around the world on a regular basis. That seems to be a little bit more, I mean, every year you have some variety of a pandemic of a flu that goes through. And you know, 22,000 people dying in the United States of America from October 1st to the March 12th, just this month, is a huge number. And worldwide in the coronavirus situation, since October 1st to now, there's been 25,000 worldwide in a population of 7.1 billion people. That is not a big number. That's a minuscule number by comparison to what you have for the flu virus. So there's a number that you just can't overcome. Go ahead.
It's certainly a big enough number, though, to create a pandemic.
Well,
and make people markets tank.
Well, that's why I'm saying you're right. It's a big enough number for certain people to make it into a pandemic and utilize the media.
Right.
And of course,
all
fingers are pointing at George Soros, as you know. That's one of the major players in this whole media campaign and worldwide governance, global governance.
Nancy Pelosi had too much of a smile on her face yesterday during that news conference. And you knew something was up, but we've seen her enough in the way she behaves. She was too gleeful. So you knew she was up to something. Whenever she has that look on her face.
That's right. And we figured it out today. It was, listen, I want to thank you very much for calling in, Julie. We've got to run for time right now.
No,
and,
thank you. Thank you. You put the pieces of the puzzle together perfectly.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, so, Nancy Pelosi had that grin yesterday. Why? Well, two things. she was attempting to get through. Those election bills didn't get through, but she did get the $11 billion for China. She got that.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Wow, all I can say is we've got some things going on here. Got another caller calling in. And hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Who is this?
Hi, Paul. My name is Suzanne.
Hi.
I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Well, welcome. And are you thinking about the virus business?
All day. Well, Good Morning America posted something today that there wasn't any conspiracy surrounding the virus, which I thought was interesting. So,
oh, they did.
Trying to get people from truth. Yes, it was on Yahoo News. And then I just had a question about two things. One is why is the military in the United States? I missed that. And two is the 5G connections right. And the future.
Well, first of all, you weren't talking about the military?
Yes.
Okay, and why the military is being called out?
Mm-hmm.
I understand the military, the Marines in particular, in Staten Island right now. Is that correct? Have you heard that?
I know that there's been quite a bit deployed of the National Guard and the military, and I heard they were in three cities.
New York being one, of course. And but I've heard that the Marines landed at Staten Island actually day before yesterday. And the Marine Corps is kind of interesting because the Marine Corps is kind of like the policing force for the president directly. So you've got Marines being deployed in California and in New York, I know for sure. And there's also deployments going on in certainly California, but also in New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. And in Colorado, of regular army, which is kind of interesting. There's a lot of tank movement going on, tank and military movement going on in the rails of California. I'll tell you, up and down the state, we're getting reports of the military being deployed in brigade levels around California, especially Southern California. They seem to be congregating around down there. But, there's going to be rioting or anything else like that caused by the fact that everybody's stay at home and all that, you would want to call out the military. But it does seem a little odd, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that, why they're calling out the military?
I don't want to say.
You think there might be a revolution or something like that?
I have no clue. But on to the next topic. The video that you played online about Monday, I think it was, with the doctor from Orange County got taken down yesterday.
Oh, really? The one about the 350 patients? The
yes.
Hasidic Jews?
Yes.
Yeah, Orange, and they talk about Orange County, New York.
Right.
Yeah, it's finally taken down. Yeah, I haven't even checked my own website to see if it's still up, but we've been playing it. So we have it pretty well recorded from an audio standpoint, so we know what's going on. I have not heard whether or not that has been refuted or anything like that. And for those of you that wonder what's going on, we have claimed that chloroquine is one of the cures that you can apply to the coronavirus. And in fact, as I was talking with the last caller, you know, this is something that we revealed on our show. I think it was March 5th, if I remember right. It was March 5th that we revealed that it was a genetically modified virus. Back as early as 1988, they were doing these things from a clandestine lab in Orange County, California. Or, I'm sorry, in Southern California. Not Orange County, but Southern California. Of course, Orange County is in Southern California. But, you know, now we're talking about another Orange County in New York. And chloroquine was something that was singled out a long time ago, actually, as a cure by just people just spontaneously, doctors applying what they think they might, you know, lead to a cure for this particular disease. And I think it was in the early days of when the virus was first breaking out, people just didn't know what to give people. Now, I had in January, and I've since found out by having some meetings with people in my area of Northern California, I had a severe flu. I thought it was a flu, but as it turns out, it fit everything they talk about the coronavirus. And the other people that I talked to, I've had maybe 15 contacts of people that I knew that have known that in my area, in Northern California, in January, had this condition. So it's not just that it was isolated and it's only one. I had it, and it was terrible. And I was in bed. I was dead to the world, basically. I'd do my shows. In fact, I went and did the cataloging of my shows on January, and I missed a lot of shows. I had to do a lot of replays because I just couldn't do the radio. I was very, very sick. But I tried to go to the doctor and I told the doctor what was going on. He said, "Stay home." Okay, so I stayed home. That was probably the best thing I could have done. But I was, you know, deathly ill, and I can imagine that a doctor in that situation coming across a patient, he's going to think, "Well, what can I give him? You know, what can I?" And so I think chloroquine was something that some of the doctors creatively came up with early on in this, and people got cured, which is exactly what happened in France. As you know, there was a doctor there who ran a study, and it was the first study that they had 100 patients, and all 100 patients were cured with a combination of chloroquine and also Z-Pak, which is the antibiotic that goes with it. So there was some success going on, but we came out with the information, we passed it along, and of course then the White House got a hold of it, and the president said there is a cure because it was all substantiated. And now we know it's a cure, but people are not necessarily wanting that to get out there, I think. And it seems that this doctor in Orange County, New York, last Monday, we reported that he had 350 patients. All the patients were cured. And that made big news. In what?
None of them were hospitalized.
Yeah, none of them were hospitalized. Right. So why are they not reporting that now is the big question. I don't know. I haven't heard. Maybe somebody else can call in and let us know about that. But I have not heard as to why that was. It would be consistent with those people not wanting the conspiracy theorists to get ahead of this whole thing to take it down. I think that's pretty obvious, don't you?
Yes, and I heard from a doctor in Texas that these drugs are old and cheap, and she read the papers, and the papers are circulating among the physicians, but I know that they're trying to stop some of the distribution of the one drug in Nevada, I think it is.
Right. The governor of Nevada has outlawed the use of chloroquine as a cure for somebody who's got the coronavirus. Outlawed it, stopped it. Can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. People are coming to California and other places to getting it.
Yeah, and spreading the virus in different counties.
Well, you know, go ahead.
Well, the other thing is, I'm changing subjects, but I'm getting feeds that they're putting 5G up in the school system while this is going on. They're putting, I'm hearing reports of towers going up in the schools. So, you know, while we're looking at, there's construction going on that people need to be paying attention to in their local community.
Yeah, and the 5G thing, we're coming up against a break here. And Patricia, I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to have to move on here, but we're coming up against a break. And the 5G is a big discussion. We're going to have a couple of specialists on Agenda 21 Radio to talk about the 5G issue. And, of course, what does 5G have vis-a-vis the coronavirus? A big question. And Wuhan may give us the answer. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in if you want to, 215-867-8255. Talk about the current situation and what's going on in the House of Representatives. I have not heard what's going on in the House of Representatives yet. We're supposed to have a bill being brought forward from the Senate. It's supposed to pass, but they've got some grandstanding in the way, apparently. This is what they're saying on Fox News as the headlines. Trump slams GOP rep for threatening to hold up coronavirus deal with parliamentary demand. Yep. And, of course, the Dow goes down again. That's what we're seeing right now. Dow exits bear market. Adds 1,300 points on $2 trillion relief package. That was yesterday. Stuart Varney has a few things to say about that. Home theater concert for America to show America connected via living rooms. We're thinking about doing that and asking Donald Trump to be involved for New California. Just throwing that idea out there, all you New Californians that are listening going, what? Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we're actually considering it. Something like April 15th, the now former tax day, right? Yeah, that would be something to consider. I don't know if whether or not it's going to happen, but that would be something to consider. This is another thing going on here is that you got... hundreds die in Iran after drinking dangerous coronavirus cure. Wow. That is a bad thing. So hundreds die off like that. That's amazing. That's a little bit of news. What the heck were they doing? You know, when you get these viruses going on, it's like I was talking about before when I was sick in January, what was apparently... there were no tests around. There was no testing then. No one knew what this thing was, right? It had been going on since about October or so in China. And says you know, people just, what does it take to make you better? You know, I was doing the same thing. I said, what can I eat to make me better? Or what can I drink? Or how can I, you know, what should I do? Get up and, you know, do this, do that, lay down, absolutely lay down. It was kind of interesting when I had it because I'll never forget, I came up with the statement that best describes it, because you get these periodic periods of just the muscle aches. And I was telling somebody when they're at the time, I said, you know, right now I'm so sick that I can feel pain all through my body inside my skin. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but, you know, if I was to touch my skin, on, just a touch on the outside, and of course touch it on the outside, it would be nothing. And I could pinch myself, and it'd be nothing to the pain that I was experiencing inside my skin. It was a weird, I know that's a weird thing to say, but it's just, it was weird to be in so much muscular pain. It was really, you know, you had to lay down. And I did all the proper medications and things like that. A lot of vitamins helped. I found that zinc helped. I found that iron helped.
Hey, quiet. Quiet.
Got the little dog barking now.
Hey.
Anyway, get my circus in control. So you basically flail around, you know, what can cure you? And again, I think this is what's happened here in Iran. Hundreds dead in Iran after consuming methanol, thinking it was coronavirus protection. Wow, more than 300 people have died.
Chuck,
gotta get this animal under control. More than 300 people have 300 people have died and a further 1,000 have fallen ill in Iran after consuming methanol in the belief that it will protect them against the coronavirus, according to local media. Fake remedies have spread across Iranian social media with methanol simply the latest supposed cure. As an Islamic nation, the consumption of alcohol is banned, but bootleggers have distributed industrial alcohol. This is the problem.
Chuck, come here. Chuck.
Jeez, this guy under control. He's a cute little guy, though. Chucko. Anyway, other countries have only one problem, which is the new coronavirus pandemic, said Dr. Hussein Hassani, an advisor at Iran's health ministry, who claimed that the problem could be more severe than reported. Wow. See, the rumor gets going on. What else, you know, what is it that, you know, you can take to fix this, basically, is what they're looking for. Wow. So the government downplayed the crisis ahead of parliamentary election, leaving the Iranian people with little trust in their lawmakers. While unfortunately, in some provinces, including Kazakhstan and Fars, deaths from drinking methanol. See, there's two. There's many different types of alcohols. Methanol is poisonous, right? Iranian social media accounts falsely suggested a British school teacher and others cured themselves of the coronavirus with whiskey and honey. And due to reports on effectiveness of hand sanitizers in combating coronaviruses, many started to consume industrial alcohol, such as methanol, in the belief it would protect them. Wow. That is a die-off. That is absolutely unfortunate for people doing that. And this is kind of the thing that you get all the time in these diseases. And it's some of the stuff that the panic, I think, and this is why I'm concerned. You know, the panic sometimes can be much worse than the pandemic. Get it? And is it at the level of a pandemic? I don't see this as that. The numbers aren't telling me this is at a pandemic level, by the way. I really believe that. I don't think it's a pandemic. So therein lies a problem, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Here's one for you. We're talking about the New Jersey governor. Now we have the Delaware governor changes shutdown order. Gun stores can remain open. Not awesome. That's what it says. Delaware Governor John Carney changed his statewide shutdown order Thursday, recognizing gun stores as essential and allowing them to remain open. The original order released Sunday had gun stores listed as non-essential and therefore under instruction to remain closed.
Yes, you will remain closed. The Nazis tell you that.
Brother. Some gun stores throughout the state defied Carney, remaining open Monday through Thursday of this week. As a result, three gun stores in Newcastle alone had been served with cease and desist letters and closed down. Delaware State Sportsman Association Jeff Hoggy reacted to the determination of gun store owners, saying, "If people believe that you have the right to keep and bear arms, if you closed all the gun stores and not allowed anybody to purchase a firearm, you're infringing on that constitutional right." And he's right. He's absolutely. Anyway, The governor's shutdown order was changed to allow gun stores to remain open. Shocking. All you have to do is push back, guys, on these clowns. That's right. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Boy, the state of the future. We have some things coming up for you. So stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.